just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here we are again. I didn't think I was going to talk anymore about Mr. Harold Camping and his false prophecy and how he predicted Jesus would come back, the 21st of May, and Jesus did not come back. All of us knew the Bible knew he was a false prophet, because nobody knows the day or the hour of when Jesus is going to come back. We read in Deuteronomy 20 to 22, some very good instructions to test whether a man is true or not. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, God says, when I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. Verse 21, and if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? In Deuteronomy 18:22, when a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. And of course, we should not fear him like we would a true prophet of God, but we should not pay attention to Harold Camping and all those poor people that believed in him, some sold all their life savings and believed in him. How terrible. But this, what I'm going to tell you, I think is the worst thing. I'm reading a report. It's called Harold Camping's False Prophecy Caused Hundreds to be Slaughtered. It's written by Jacob Press, P-R-A-S-C-H. And July 14, 2001 is when my husband sent it out. And it may be when Dr. Waite, my husband, might have received it. I'm a little mixed up on that. But it's a very, very recent, very, very recent news. This Jacob Press, P-R-A-S-C-H, wrote, as most of you are aware, I am at this moment in North Vietnam, helping the much persecuted Hmong people of the tribal mountain areas. After listening to a translation of Camping's prediction, 7,000 of these people, known in the West as Montagnards, I don't know how to pronounce it, capital M-O-T-A-G-N-A-R-D-S, gathered on a mountain praising God. Their suffering at the hands of the communist regime was about to end because Jesus was returning that day in May to establish a new kingdom. I think that was May 21st that Mr. Camping said Jesus would come again. Thousands and thousands were disappointed, but listen to this. The police and military police slaughtered many of them at gunpoint, beheading two pastors. Others were arrested. I am told by Hmong pastors that so many were shot dead that they were buried in a mass grave bulldozed over an episode that I read about in Britain, but did not understand the magnitude of it until I got here. I am now trying to clean up the mess at the request of local Hmong leaders. I spoke to a secret convocation of Hmong pastors only yesterday who came to Hanoi explaining to them about false prophets and false teachers. Remember I read you that in the beginning about false prophets, Deuteronomy 18? Due to a combination of poverty, ignorance, and persecution, these poor Christians don't understand much, so they believe Camping's shortwave broadcast, which is how most get their teaching in a certain village area, with heavy persecution. Their families don't know if their missing loved ones are among the many shot dead, among those arrested and in prison, or among those from the 7,000 hiding in the jungle. I am not the nicest guy, says Mr. Jacob Press, P-R-A-S-C-H. I am not one of the nicest guys in the world, let alone the best Christian, and I can't pretend to be. But anyone who has to deal with the confusion and devastation I am dealing with now due to Harold Camping would also blow their top. These people, already suffering for their faith in Jesus Christ had it bad enough. They are not like the undiscerning wackos in the West who should have known better. Camping was a crackpot and a proven false prophet and false teacher. This is a persecuted church here in North Vietnam who just had no means to know any different. This is why I get angry, says this Jacob Parash. I get angry at those who deceive the body of Christ and why I warn so many about false teachers and false prophets. It may be an extreme case, but these people, some of them children, were shot dead. Of course we can blame Satan and the communists, but their blood is on the hands of Harold Camping and his family radio. Women without husbands, children without parents, husbands without wives. Thank you, family radio. Thank you, Harold Camping. That's sarcasm. Frankly, this has been a rough week for me, says Mr. Paresh. One of the worst I've ever had. I'm up to my eyeballs in muck trying to explain to tribal pastors how to explain to their people why their families were massacred needlessly and trying to advise them how to protect their flocks from such wolves in the future. The anguish of the Hmong folk took my concentration off my own problems because their problems are so much greater after what they refer to as the Mountain Massacre, due to Harold Camping. Please pray for these people in the work in Morial Asia branch. Here among the Hmongs, we are trying to get 5,000 outlawed Hmong Bibles printed or smuggled in via Laos. Where does it end? These people are suffering terribly while Camping is still in the business in Oakland, California. Is usually telling more lies. More lies. Mr. Camping suffered a stroke very soon after his predictions did not come true. He's an old man. I think he's 89. And I see a picture in one of these papers here, and he really looks all wizened up. And I wonder why he suffered the stroke so soon after his false predictions did not come true. I want to talk to you now about a passage in 1 Kings 22. I'm going to hurry through it because I want to get to the end. It's about how there were false prophets, even in the Old Testament times. And God said if the prophecy does not come true, it is not a true prophecy. The prophet is a false one. And 1 Kings 22, and they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. So there, this is between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, remember kingdom of Hebrew kingdoms were two parts, Judah and Israel, was divided after Solomon. I guess it was after Solomon. The king of Judah came down to the king of Israel, and he was Ahab. So this is Jehoshaphat and Ahab. The king of Israel said unto his servant, Know ye that Ramoth and Gilead is ours, and we be still, and it is not out of the hands of the king of Syria? And he said unto Jehoshaphat, so that would be Ahab, said unto him, Wilt thou go with me to battle in Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, who is Ahab, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, said unto the king of Israel, Ahab, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, this is Ahab, about 400 men, and said unto them, Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it unto the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, now Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah, said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord, besides that we might inquire of him? Because the king of Judah did not believe these were true prophets. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man, Micaiah, this is Ahab, the son of Imam, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, for he doth prophesy good concerning me. He does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel called an officer, this is Ahab, and said, Hasten hither, Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat at on each other's thrones, having put on their robes in a void place that was a sort of an open space in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. These are all these false prophets. And Zedekiah, the son of somebody other, made him horns of iron and said, Thus saith the Lord, with these shalt thou push the Syrians until thou hast consumed them. And all the prophets, these false prophets, prophesied, saying, Go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it unto the king's hand. And the messenger that was gone called Micaiah, and he went to call Micaiah and say unto him, Behold, now the word of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them that speak, which is good. So they wanted him to say good things. And Micaiah said, and this is sarcasm, "As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak." So he came to the king, Micaiah did, and the king said unto him, "Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear?" And he answered, "Go," this is more sarcasm, "go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hands of the king." And the king said unto him, "How many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord?" And he said, "Micaiah, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, there have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace." In other words, don't go up and fight. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, this is Ahab, said unto Jehoshaphat, "Did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me but evil?" And he said, "Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord." And I think this is the prophet now. "I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall on Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on the other manner. And there came forth a spirit," this is the good prophet talking, "that stood before the Lord and said, I will persecute him." This is the spirit. "And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all prophets." See, they were lying, all those 400 prophets. And he said, "Thou shalt persuade him and prevail also, go forth and do so." The lying prophets. "Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets," said Micaiah the true prophet, "and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee." But Zedekiah the son of somebody or other that can pronounce went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, "Which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee?" And Micaiah said, "Behold, thou shalt see in that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself." And the king of Israel said, and that's Ahab, "Take Micaiah and carry him back unto Amon and the governor of the city and to Joash the king's son and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with bread of affliction, with water of affliction until I come in peace." And Micaiah said, "If thou return at all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me." And he saith, "Hearken, O people, every one of you." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. They went in spite of Micaiah's words. And the king of Israel, this is Ahab, said unto Jehoshaphat, "I will disguise myself and enter into the battle. But put thou on thy king robes." And the king of Israel disguised himself, this is Ahab, and went into the battle. But the king of Syria commanded his 32 captains that had ruled over the chariot, saying, "Fight neither with small nor great, save only with the king of Israel." And it came to pass, when that was the enemy said, to only fight with Ahab. And anyhow, what happened was Ahab was killed. He was not dressed as a king, but somebody shot an arrow at a venture, and he was king. And Micaiah's prophecy came true. Micaiah was the true prophet, and 400 were false prophets, just like Mr. Campion. What do you think of that?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
May the Lord strengthen you in all he's preparing for you this week. Remember, the unknown is not unknown to God. I'm under God's care. Are you?